Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. We will sing number 661, 661. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home, under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. The Lord became my protector. He brought me out to the place of freedoms. He saved me because he delighted in me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Brethren,
let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. To the penitent, God provides a way back. Pardon me. To keep the law is a great oblation, and he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. In works of charity, one offers fine flour, and when he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. To refrain from evil pleases the Lord, and to avoid injustice is an atonement. Appear not before the Lord empty-handed, for all that you offer is in fulfillment of the precepts. The just one's offerings enriches the altar and rises as a sweet odor before the Most High. The just one's sacrifice is most pleasing, nor will it ever be forgotten. In a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of freewill gifts. With each contribution, show a cheerful countenance and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy. Give to the Most High as he has given to you, generously according to your means. For the Lord is one who always repays, and he will give back to you sevenfold. But offer no bribes, these he does not accept. Trust not in sacrifice of the fruits of extortion, for he is a God of justice who knows no favorites. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. In the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Hear my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. God, your God am I. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice, and fulfill your vows to the Most High. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way I will show the salvation of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. In history, there once was an octave for the Feast of Pentecost, meaning that for 8 days, Pentecost was celebrated anew. The word in Latin, hodie, today, each day that word was used in the prayer as if it was Pentecost for 8 days. Now, we don't have that anymore, but I think it's still lingering around, if you will. And I think it's important for us to savor and to celebrate the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit in both in signs and wonders and in gentleness for the next 8 days. Our reading from the book of Sirach today in ordinary time gets us there, because Sirach is wisdom literature, they tell us. It is all about wisdom, written by these writers who were the wisdom writers. And wisdom is one of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so as we reflect upon the words of Sirach, we can also avail ourselves on this day of Pentecost to the gift of wisdom. So what is wisdom? Many would think at first, well, wisdom just means having the right answers, knowing a lot of stuff, having deep experience. St. Thomas Aquinas would define wisdom a little bit differently. He would say wisdom is the ability to make judgments in consideration of first principles or first causes or eternal law. In other words, knowing the logic behind many things in this universe, in this world, and making judgments in consideration of what goes all the way back to the beginning of time, when the mind of God was made manifest in creation through his word, Jesus. In other words, wisdom is this gift of seeing the connection between all things, of knowing how what we have to do today goes back to the very beginning in God's designs, if you will. Wisdom might be the meditation upon the big picture and being able to make sense of things because of that. It's a gift. It's a gift that we need. There are many things going on in the world today that need wisdom, that need to consider origins, first principles, first causes, eternal laws, and people need to be filled with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. There, as you know, are 2 spirits, the Holy Spirit and the spirit against the Holy Spirit, the spirit of evil that is the spirit of Satan. And it's starting to become clearer who's drinking of which spirit. And I believe it's important that we spread devotion and love to the Holy Spirit, repentance for our sins, and in a great desire and hunger for the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, because the Holy Spirit comes with, in order to help heal our world. Hopefully those are some wise words from a middle-aged priest. We need wisdom, so let us beg for it, and let us yearn and burn for it. Because that's how we will also understand how the gospel is alive, relevant, and written for us right here today. Let us offer prayers then to our Father in heaven for the intentions of our Holy Father, that he will be given much strength to lead the church and inspire the world. We pray to the Lord. For government leaders, that they will uphold God's commandments and depend on the Holy Spirit to make wise decisions, especially for the sake of the most vulnerable in our society. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from severe weather or other natural disasters, and also for those in the Midwest, farmers who are awaiting much-needed rain, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, especially for the loved ones of those gathered here at the Holy Mass today, that they may rest in eternal peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Nick and Olivia Sentovich, who were married on Saturday and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers, most merciful Father. Receive all of our thoughts and all of our offerings and actions, joys, sorrows, and sufferings, that they may be for your greater glory. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening
Blessed
to Holy
are you,
Mass.
Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we've received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept us.
O God, who provide gifts to be offered to your name and count our oblations as signs of our desire to serve you with devotion, we ask of your mercy that what you grant as the source of merit may also help us to attain merit's reward. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening, this is an opportune time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you with the spirit and fervor of the saints. I will sing to the Lord who has been bountiful with me. I sing psalms to the name of the Lord Most High. Let us pray. Nourished by your saving gifts, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that by this same sacrament with which you feed us in the present age, you may make us partakers of life eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Nancy now, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
I've been away from the church for about 50 years. My daughter's a fervent Catholic, and I just happened to come across your station 3 months ago. And I feel that I found a whole new world for myself, and soon I hope to go to confession. I can't tell
you fantastic.
What listening to you and Drew as well. You two have really brought me back to the church, and my daughter is so grateful, and she's amazed. In fact, she went to church yesterday. She brought back your bumper sticker and all kinds of information about your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your book, Pulp Fiction, and it's an amazing book.
Thank you.
That's a book I needed
very
much. So I just want to tell you that without having found that station, I think I would still be in what you might say, limbo. And I just want to call to thank you, and I'm praying every day, and it's just changed my life completely. And
that is beautiful, Nancy. Wow. And if you were away for 50 years?
Yes.
During that 50-year span, Nancy, sounds like you maybe fell away in your 30s. During that span of time, did you ever feel kind of nervous and worried and conscience bothering you, but you didn't quite come back?
Yes, very much so.
And now that's all gone, right? Because now it's been replaced with peace.
Well, yes, I'm finding peace. I tell everyone about you. I'm trying to spread the word. So.
Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at RelevantRadio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
Relevant Radio is a joyful Catholic apostolate.
Relevant Radio contributor, Monsignor James Shea.
I was talking to one couple, and they were saying, our whole family's lives have been changed because of Relevant Radio. We listen, and we're able to get answers to some of the deepest questions of life. We're able to get perspective on the way that we should be thinking about the things that are happening in the world. And it all happens in a way which gives us hope.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.